Matthew 13 and verse 32, which is indeed the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Dear congregation, true believers, the saints, have found a home in the Church of Jesus Christ. There they have found protection and fellowship, but then further food for the soul. They are like the birds lodging in the branches. And that's what we consider here this morning. If you notice the end of verse 32, the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now, plainly in the parable, as we saw last week, the tree represents the kingdom of heaven, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly in the New Testament gospel dispensation. As we saw last week, it had but a small beginning, just a handful of followers, a few disciples. But since those days, and since particularly Pentecost, the Church has known great increase. And we can consider many believers have been added to the Church, even in recent years. So as we consider the increase of the Church, we think of believers found in the Church. But we also consider believers again at the end of the parable as we consider the birds of the air which come and lodge in the branches thereof. We consider the increase, souls being saved, but also from a different perspective, we now look this morning at the Lord's people found, like the birds, lodging in the branches. But right at the outset, let me ask you, have you been brought in on the wind of God's grace? Are you lodging or dwelling in the Church of Jesus Christ? Are you in union with Christ? Do you know fellowship with him and with his people? Well, let us this morning consider the birds that are lodging in the branches. Now let's identify that the scriptures make plain that the Lord's people are likened unto birds. First of all, turn with me to Ezekiel 17, verse 22 through to verse 23. For these words clearly set forth that the Church of Jesus Christ is represented as having birds lodging in the branches. And as we turn to these words in Ezekiel 17, it is believed by a number of commentators that our Lord had these words in view as he declared the parable of the grain of the mustard seed. Ezekiel 17, verse 22. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take at the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it, I will crop off from the top of his young twigs a tender one, and will plant it upon a high mountain. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing, in the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And if you look at Ezekiel there, we see plainly the Church under Christ is a place where believers are found, represented there, where all fowls of every wing come and dwell therein. We think there particularly of the Gentiles as well as the Jews, as we think of here in the parable of the grain of mustard seed. So you see there in Ezekiel that believers are likened unto the fowls of the air. The second verse is to be found in Psalm 124, verse 7, which we'll come back to this morning. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. You see, the psalmist, he likens himself to a bird that has escaped out of the snare of the fowlers. And then one more text this morning to show to us that believers are likened unto the birds. And it's found in those well-known words in the Song of Solomon 2, verse 12. The fowls appear, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. And we think there of a little reviving, as in the spring time, for the people of God. And there is heard the sweet melodious singing of the saints, as the birds do in the spring. Well, so then, as we come to this parable again this morning, and we consider the birds of the air coming and lodging in the branches thereof, we can see again here men and women, boys and girls being brought in. And there is believers in the church singing the praises of the Lord and knowing fellowship with him and with one another. Well, for the remainder of the time this morning, let's consider then lodging in the branches. Lodging in the branches. Verse 32, our Lord said, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Well, let's think then of the birds lodging in the branches. First of all, let's consider safety. You think of a little bird, when it's out in the open, there's a measure of danger. Snares or traps have been set. Certain ones hunt down the birds. There's danger in this world. There is the arch enemy of the soul, the devil. And he can be so active. Dear congregation, we need to be aware of his activity. He can be so active. He's like a roaring lion that goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Or think of the arch enemy of the soul, the devil, how he's prompted the blindness of many. Many are under his tyranny today. Many are held in captivity under the tyranny of Satan. It's not a good place to be in. And if one remains in that captivity and dies in their sin, they will face a lost eternity, as we read of in Matthew this morning. But O one who believes, who has come in on the wind of God's grace, knows safety in the Church of Jesus Christ. There's danger in this world. But the believer, like a bird, is found in the branches, and there's safety under Christ. The believer is in the hand of Christ. The devil cannot get the believer back. Yes, there will be sifting times, and you know, dear child of God, we face such times. The devil can so sift us. There can come the barrage of arrows, and we feel it. We see one coming and another comes, and we're just aware. We're not ignorant, are we, of his devices? Oh, he so desires to get us back, but he cannot get us back. Oh, let us be thankful for that, for we are kept by the King. No one, the devil, and no man can take us away from Christ. There's safety in the Church of Jesus Christ, those who are savingly united to him. Yes, one can be tempted to go astray, but oh, one is kept. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What wonderful safety. Oh, we who are in the Church of Jesus Christ, the invisible church we think of particularly, savingly united to Jesus Christ, oh, there's safety. We're in union, and we're in his hand, and no man, and the devil as well, cannot pluck us out of his hand. Oh, what wonderful safety. Dear child of God, all is well for your soul. You face the onslaught at times. You face the barrage of arrows from the evil one. You face the temptations of the world, the ensnaring of men. But all is well for your soul. You are kept by none other than the King and Head of the Church. There's safety. Turn back with me now to Psalm 124, verse 7, and listen again to the words of the psalmist. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. There are those who seek to ensnare us and trap us, and we find ourselves at times surrounded, but there's safety. Listen to Spurgeon. What a wonder of grace it is, what a miraculous escape, that we who are so easily misled should not have been permitted to die by the dread of the fowler's hand. All is well for your soul. As you think of the birds lodging in the branches, oh, take comfort this morning. All is well for your soul. There's safety in the branches. Yes, you may be buffeted, you may be persecuted, but there is safety in the Church of Jesus Christ, in the kingdom of grace. Benjamin Keach wrote, commenting on these words here in the parable, the saints with safety shall lodge in her branches. The saints with safety shall lodge in her branches. I got a text this morning from the TBS. It came through. Boast not yourself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And we do not know. We do not know what this week will bring. But oh, take comfort. There is safety for you in the branches. You're near to Christ. There's safety. But let's move on and consider secondly now, fellowship. Fellowship. But the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The birds come. And as we saw in Ezekiel 17, the fowls of the air from every place we consider there. So many coming. They're flocking in. The other day, I mentioned it last week, I took my oldest daughter, Joanna, up early in the morning to her workplace in Downton at the preschool. And as we were driving along, we noticed all these starlings in front of us. They were on the wires, and we went past, and then we noticed the trees, so many in the trees. There they were. Well, think of the picture. The birds of the air come, and they're found in the branches. They're there together. So many have come so far. What an encouragement that is. These are difficult days, aren't they? We know much of the struggle at the moment as we live through this pandemic, but oh, what encouragement. So many have flocked in. There's so many birds, there's so many believers, so many have been brought in on the wind of God's grace. The Holy Spirit is so blown, and men have been brought in, saved by grace. There's so many, there's such fellowship, isn't it? The believers can enjoy the blessing of the fellowship of the saints with other believers. The church in the scriptures is likened to a flock of sheep. Where here we consider a flock of birds. There's the birds in the branches. There they are together. There's fellowship. They commune with one another. We have an insight into the early church given to us in Acts 2, verse 42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. You notice there that fellowship. And then verse 46 of Acts 2. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. You see, they're the fellowship. Now, in times of persecution, war, or a pandemic such as we are facing at this time, it may not be possible for some to meet. I was reflecting upon this yesterday as I thought of the congregation here in the Second World War, but also in the First World War. There was one particular entry made in the Minute Book where the services with another fellowship could not take place because of war with Germany that was minuted. And there were other times, we know, because the chapel here is situated right opposite to where there was a air base, and there would be times when the Germans would come. We know that because there's bomb craters up the hill. You can see where the bombs hit the ground. There's these craters. Well, there would have been times when the services couldn't take place because of the war. But at this present time, it's not possible, is it, for some to meet? And there's the miss of coming together. As you know, I have a dear pastor friend of mine. He faced much persecution for 17 years, and he couldn't meet with his flock for over 880 weeks. Just think of that. He couldn't meet. How he missed the fellowship. Oh, what he suffered for the sake of Christ. It's not possible at times, is it, to meet together. And we miss such times of fellowship. And we look to a day when we can be together again. Oh, the blessing of fellowship. We're thankful for modern technology, that we can keep together in a certain way. And the blessings even of the technology this morning, for those who aren't able to join. Oh, we bless the Lord for rich fellowship we enjoy, and we long after it, do we not? Remember David in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Fellowship is enjoyed with Christ in a so special way, and with his people. The birds and the branches is plural, isn't it? The blessing of fellowship together is the blessing, isn't it, of even in this pandemic, we can keep in contact. We can use certain means. We can send messages or letters. And what a blessing. We've enjoyed fellowship, haven't we? Even though it's been remotely. With many, there's been the phone calls, there's been the messages of support and love, the letters have arrived, expressing one's love. Oh, the blessings of fellowship. Even at this time, the birds together in the branches, fellowship. We'll just pause before we move on. Consider. We have so many brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? The majority of our brothers and sisters in Christ, we will never meet here upon earth. We'll never assemble together with them because the number is so vast. The flock is so great. But oh, what a blessing to pray for certain ones. We know, and to support them in other countries. We may not be able to go and see them, but we can prayerfully support. I was talking to my father last night, and I said to him, wouldn't it be a blessing to see Pastor Ockbar again? But we both concluded that probably that won't be the case. But what a blessing we can pray and show that support in that way. Oh, there's so many. Most of the brothers and sisters we have in Christ, we'll never meet here upon earth. We will meet them in heaven, but not here upon earth. But we can enjoy fellowship as we pray for them. As if it's possible, we contact them through messages. Oh, consider the birds and the branches all over this world. What encouragement, isn't it? Sometimes we can feel our smallness. Sometimes you may feel the loneliness in your homes, but oh, we're part of such a number which no man can number. Oh, such fellowship we will enjoy in glory, but what fellowship we can enjoy even now. And then consider something else. As we think of the birds and the branches, we consider Jews and Gentiles together. We consider the Jews, but then also the Gentiles from every place, as we note, as already seen in Ezekiel 17. Men and women, boys and girls, from all over the world. Our Lord said in John 10, verse 16, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Then also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." It's a foretaste of heaven, isn't it? As we think of the fellowship from we enjoy, and those from all over the world who are together. It's a foretaste of heaven. But as we consider the local church as well this morning, the fellowship we so much enjoy, let us do what we can as individuals to enrich that fellowship. It's birds together in the branches. Let's consider thirdly this morning, lodging. Lodging. There's safety, there's fellowship. But let's consider now thirdly, lodging. Verse 32. "So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." Now we've already considered fellowship. But let's just consider now this lodging. Yes, fellowship's involved, but consider the lodging. The birds come in the parable and they lodge, they dwell, they rest, they lodge. That has the sense of the Greek there. They dwell, they rest, they lodge in the branches. Consider further, a nest is built. There's a dwelling. Just pause and consider the church, the blessing, the birds come, the individuals. But then there's families as well. Now the church is a kingdom in which we dwell. It is also a house in which we lodge. We're royal subjects, dwelling in the kingdom. We're lodging in the branches. We are members of the house of Jesus Christ, and we lodge with him. Remember what Paul said to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." You see there that dwelling, that living in the house of God. We live in the kingdom, and there's a king in the kingdom. We dwell in the house, and we know the master of the house, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a place where we dwell, a place where we rest. The birds are lodging in the branches. The Lord's people are resting in the branches. At this point, turn with me to Psalm 84, verses 1 to 4. That it all comes together in this psalm. Psalm 84, verse 1. "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow her nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King, my and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah." See, dwelling in the house, in the church of Jesus Christ. Oh, we see there the sparrow and the swallow. They found a place to dwell. They found a home. And we found a home, haven't we? We're blessed under Christ. We're in the kingdom of grace. We're in union with him. We found a home, have we not? We're looking forward to glory when we will be there in our long home. But all we can consider, the church is a dwelling for us. It's a home. Yes, when we look at the visible church and the local congregation, which is part of the visible church, as the apostle made plain to the church at Corinth, the church which is at Corinth, oh, we look forward to being together. We call it home. But you consider the church of Jesus Christ. Under Christ, all those savingly united to him, we're dwelling in it. It's home, isn't it? Oh, let the church be looked on as a dwelling, a homely place, a place to lodge in. And as we think of the visible church and the local congregation, oh, let it be a homely place, a place for others to come and to lodge With this in mind, turn with me to Isaiah 4, verse 5. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and a smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defence. See there, the Lord looking on the dwelling place of Mount Zion, upon her assemblies. Oh, it's a dwelling place, isn't it? It's a place to lodge. Now our prayer is that many would be saved by grace and find their way to this local congregation in this part of the kingdom. Oh, look on the church as a dwelling place, a holy place. There's a dear member of the congregation here. Every week she comes in on her own and she cleans the chapel and she makes it homely. And when we come in to worship the Lord, we notice the homeliness of the chapel in a practical or physical way, or in a spiritual way. Let us seek to make the place holy by the way we act, by the way we pray for one another, by the way we have a great respect for the Lord. We're concerned for his crown rights. We're desirous of his glory and his presence. Oh, we make the place holy having these desires, do we not? It's a dwelling place. Oh, let people look on this congregation always, whilst it is here upon earth, as a dwelling place, a homely place, a place to lodge. Well, as we think of the church as a whole, what a blessing. It's a dwelling place. It's a place for us to rest in this world. And it's a place in which the Lord delights. Turn with me to Psalm 132. Psalm 132, these are amazing words. The Lord looks on the church and he so desires it. He looks on, notice Psalm 132, verse 13 and verse 14. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Oh, consider the Lord, he desires, how amazing. He desires and he rests, he dwells in the church of Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are so blessed. The Almighty God, the great and glorious King and head of the church, rests in his church. He delights to dwell in it. How blessed we are then to dwell in the church with Christ. And as we think of the visible church and the local congregation, oh, for that to be on view. The Lord delights to dwell therein. Oh, let us delight to dwell in the place where Christ delights to dwell. Let us be concerned for the crown rights of the King, for his ways. Let us be concerned for the closeness of the King's presence. Oh, it's a dwelling place. As we think that Christ dwells, how amazing. How privileged we are that we are dwelling, we're lodging in the branches. We call it home. It's a place to rest. Fourthly this morning, feeding. What do we read here in verse 32? And becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The birds come. They lodge in the branches, and there in the branches they find food. There's the fruit, there may be the berries, there may be the apples or the pears, so on and so forth. Now in our garden, during the first lockdown, nearly a year ago now, we set up near to this hazel bush and the branches there, a feeding station that was given to us from my father. We picked up some different seeds and some fatty blocks so we could tempt the birds in particularly from next door. Number four, from Granny's garden. And then they flocked, where they were found in the branches, those birds, where the feeding station was, and there was food. And you think of the trees, there's food in the trees. At certain times of the year, the birds flock to the trees, don't they? Particularly in the harvest. Often they peck away at the apples, don't they? They take the raspberries from the raspberry canes before my daughter gets them, before I get them. They come because there's food, isn't there? Well, as you think of the parable here, the birds and the branches, they find food. And as we think of the Church of Jesus Christ, we find food in the church. There's feeding, there's food for the soul. And such an abundance. There's such an abundance of spiritual food in the church. There's the reading of the word. There's the preaching of the word. There's the singing of the word. There's the applying of the word by the Holy Spirit. We find food. It's laid out before us. And the Holy Spirit so often and takes it and applies it to the soul. Oh, let me ask you this very moment. Are you finding food in the churches? Food in the branches? Is the Holy Spirit taking the word and applying it to your soul? Oh, that you would take the word more and more. I am convinced what we so need at this present time is a visitation of the King to his churches, and that his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, would so apply the word. We're in a low state. Oh, for the King to come. Oh, that he would dispense and give out his food through the word preached, and that the Spirit would apply, oh, for a work of the Holy Spirit in the branches. That we would be so fed, that our souls would be so edified. Oh, there's such an abundance of food. Oh, that the food would be applied, and that we would taste, and we would be built up further. Oh, for much feeding in this pandemic in the churches. Oh, for much applying of the food. There's much spiritual food, there's the word. But let's consider further linked. There's the fruit of Christ. Turn with me to the Song of Solomon 2 verse 3. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Oh, there's food. There's the fruit of Christ. Let me just open this up as we draw to a close. There is the discoveries of his love. There's food in the branches as the birds lodge there. Discoveries of his love. He draws near. He makes known. He reveals his love. Oh, dear child of God. Have you found it this week that the King has revealed his love? Have you found a fresh discovery of the fruit of his love? Oh, there is the discoveries of his love. There is the comforts of peace and pardon, that all my sins are forgiven. And there's peace. Oh, the fruit of Christ, because of his finished work. Oh, you knowing this fruit, this food for the soul. Oh, I'm forgiven. My sins are forgiven. I fail him often. But oh, he draws near when I in a penitent way seek his face. And I find the fruit of Christ. There's the comfort of pardon. Oh, do you find the fruit of peace today in your soul? We so need it, don't we? We can be so disturbed quickly. We hear of certain things. Messages come. We're presented with something in the workplace, in the community, and our hearts are sad. But oh, then the fruit of Christ and that peace does us good, doesn't it? And that fresh discovery of the love of Christ. Oh, may it be today that that fruit of Christ, that fresh discovery of his love, as we see in the Song of Solomon, may so fill your soul and your fed. Oh, there's food in the branches awaiting the birds. There's the word. There's the fruit of Christ. And as a result, we can know a strengthening within. And you turn with me now, just just admire how Scripture comes together on this subject. You turn with me now to Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall faint and not, they shall walk and not faint. The strengthening. The Lord takes the word and supplied. The fruit of Christ comes home to the soul. One is found looking to him, waiting, and there's this renewing of strength. And one is compared, the believer is compared to an eagle that mounts up. Oh, there is feeding in the branches. Are we not thankful? We found a home in the Church of Jesus Christ. We're lodging, we're dwelling, we're being fed, and we're helped to face tomorrow. We're helped to face the next situation. We're helped to go on in this pandemic. We're helped to plod through the valley because there's feeding in the Church of Jesus Christ. Well, fifthly and finally, and perhaps this is the most obvious of the points as we think of the birds lodging in the branches. Fifthly and finally, singing. Singing. Verse 32. So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Children, think of the dawn chorus in the early morning. You can listen to all the birds singing in the daytime. We don't notice it so much, do we? Because of the busyness of life and the traffic. We're going about our business. We need to stop, and we may hear a few, but the noise of other things blocks out their chorus. But in the morning, there's the dawn chorus. Particularly, there's such a chorus in the springtime. And with that in mind, turn with me to the Song of Solomon 2 and verse 12. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Oh, it's a springtime for the church. There's been a winter of barrenness. There's been difficulties. There's been a winter of coldness in our souls, but a springtime comes. There's been a winter in the churches of Jesus Christ, but oh, a spring comes. And there's singing. There's the singing of the birds. There's the singing of the people of God. Now we'll come back to this point in a moment, the springtime of blessing. But oh, you consider this. There's the birds. The people of God are likened to the singing of birds. In Song of Solomon 2, verse 12, the singing in the branches. Psalm 40. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. The singing. Oh yes, we may have sang the praises of God before we were converted. We may have attended a funeral and sang Psalm 23. But oh, when we became a new creature in Christ, when we were saved, he put a new song in our mouth, and we're found with others singing the praises of God. Singing. And it begins in that, doesn't it? Ephesians 5, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In the heart, there's singing, first of all. They're singing to the Lord. They're singing in the branches. Secondly, in the home, they're singing. Psalm 118, verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Yes, there was singing known in the temple, but there was singing also known in the tents, in the dwellings of the people of God. Singing in the heart, first of all, singing secondly in the home. And it's been a blessing, hasn't it? Throughout this pandemic, to have sung in our homes at this time. But then thirdly, in the house, in the gatherings of the saints. Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. There's singing in the house. The singing in the house, in the Church of Jesus Christ as a whole, all over this world. The singing in the visible church and the singing in the local congregation. Now in the season of great affliction, we've been restricted. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to a day later in this year when we can just sing audibly together, no restrictions. We need to be patient on this and be a good example. But oh, you know this, and so do I. Throughout this pandemic, you and me have been singing in our hearts. Even when we've gathered and we can't sing audibly, we've been praising God. We've been singing in our hearts. We've offered praise. There's been sweet singing and melody has come forth from our hearts unto the Lord, and he has been praised. I tell you this, there's been a big pandemic, but it didn't stop me singing to the Lord in my heart, even when I gathered with the people of God, because he's worthy to be praised. The birds have been singing. Oh, we face much, haven't we? It's a struggle. But the birds have been singing. Sometimes we've sung with tears running down our cheeks. But in closing, and with this we do close. Oh, for a springtime. When there would be such a volume like the dawn chorus, Song of Solomon 2 and verse 12. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Oh, for such a volume of singing that many more will be blown in on the wind of grace, finding themselves lodging in the branches, that the Lord would revive his cause, and there would be such a springtime of singing. Oh, there's barrenness, there's declension over a springtime, that the birds all together with such a volume would worship the Lord. There's singing in the branches. Dear child of God, as we close now, I count it a great blessing to be lodging in the branches. Fellow without Christ, it's my prayer for you listening on today that the Lord would work in your heart, that you would come in on the wind of God's grace, that you would find a resting place in the church of Jesus Christ. And that you soon, with a heart full of praise, would sing with us in view of Jesus who lived and died for us. Amen.